مفهوم مراقبة. مراقبة, it is a means, it is a way, a method, and through the means of muraqaba, the servant, he requests the fares, the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of fares is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies, Allah's rewards, treasures, all of these the servant requests from Allah. And this is an excellent method to ask from Allah, muraqabah. This is that method, tariqah, that the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first and foremost, first of all, he utilized this method. First ibadah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was requesting fares from Allah that he taught to the ummah. And prior to Nabuwah, prophethood being made apparent, the Prophet ﷺ used to do this ibadah in the cave of Hira. So this is not some new act of worship, muraqabah, meditation. It's not some new act of worship. This is a high grade, high status ibadah, high grade worship. And this ibadah, this worship, especially, those people have adopted or implemented who are looking for, seeking Allah's muhabbat, love. They request Allah's love. And through muraqabah, meditation, the individual, when he sits in muraqabah, then the real name actually of muraqabah is waiting for the fares, intazare fares, waiting for the blessings. That to wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, the servant, he sits in a certain way, in a certain position, and he sits and he requests to Allah, he pleads Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his fares, his blessings, to give it in this condition, inside the human being, Allah has put the doors, which are called the lataif, the spiritual points. So on those lataifs, those points, according to the capacity and status of that servant, that student, Allah ta'ala then sends his fares, his blessings. And the meaning of this emotion, this feeling, this condition, all of these conditions equals muraqabah. Yes? So all of this, first of all, when the individual does muraqabah, we recited the kalimat, the statements, the verses, all of this. Then after that, the isal iswab, we send the thawab, the reward of all these kalimats to those pious elders of us through whom we attain this fares. Because Allah is khaliq, He is the controller. And he doesn't need anybody, but every action Allah Ta'ala gives through the means, through resources. So all results Allah Ta'ala gives through actions you have to do to implement. So many maqams Allah Ta'ala has given, levels. Allah says that if I want that all individuals in the world, I can make them Muslim. I can give them iman, faith, belief. It's not difficult for me, says Allah. But this world that we live in, planet Earth, is the realm through which we have to use the resources, the means. We have to use the methods. So Allah says, I've given you the asbab, that to attain iman. How? That the Anbiya alayhimus salam, Allah said, I sent the prophets. Allah said, I revealed the kitabs, the books. After that, the awliya Allah, the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, I sent them. So these are all asbab. These are the means that Allah has sent to us. The resources, the tools, the methods Allah has given to us. Through these, then we attain iman and belief. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to give, He can give to anyone immediately. There's nothing that restricts Allah, nothing difficult. But Allah has given the asbab, the means, the method to attain Allah's fares, His blessings. And what is that means to attain Allah's fares? That the Allah says that the individual, he must make a connection with my pious servants. Those pious servants on who I send my rahmas, my mercies, I give them my ni'mas, my treasures, that he must strengthen his connection with those pious servants of mine. Allah says, then through their wasail, through their wasila, then the rahmah, the mercies will come on to the student. So that's the reason why the pious predecessors, we do isal iswab for them, we send the rewards of what we recited to them, so that through their wasila, through their means, through their tufair, through their piety, we attain Allah's fares, blessings. That's why when the student sits to attain fares, Allah's blessings, Allah's mercies. Then in the Naqshbandi order, in the Naqshbandi silsila, it is stated from our pious elders, the mashayikh, that before phase blessings, the student, his latifas, the lessons on which the shaykh has given him sabak, that this is called Mawrid Faiz, those places where you want to attain the faiz, the blessings on that latifa, that spiritual point, on that lesson, that you should immediately think that wazifa, that lesson via the shaykh, that from all the mashayikh ikram, from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, this is all connected like mirrors are connected. Yes? That one mirror, if you put the light onto a mirror, then that light reflects to all the other mirrors in the glass. So the mashayikh, the pious elders are like the mirrors, the glass. So definitely make this niyyah before you start dhikr, that the more strong is your niyyah intention, the more the fares, the blessings comes on the student. This is the tariqah that the mashayikh, the pious elders have prescribed, explained. So sit and think that my latif inside me, that I need to attain the blessings on the spiritual points, the lessons on each and every latifa, a person that he has the sabak, the lessons that the teacher has given to each latifa, each lesson. So your latifas, you should put them in front of yourself, and like you connect it like the mirrors to your shaykh, to all the shaykhs in al-silsalah, back to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then think that what you are requesting from Allah, your latifa, the blessings, Allah, I'm requesting your fez blessings. So via the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, via the mirrors of all the pious elders, the shaykhs, via your shaykh, it's reflecting and coming down through to you. This is the tariqah of muraqabah. Muraqabah ismi zat, it starts with Allah's personal name. That's the first sabak, the first lesson of Allah's name, ismizat. After that, that it increases, it expands, it broadens through various emotions, conditions. The muraqabah improves, it changes it. So in this tariqah, this way, the student, he needs to do this, that when he goes into muraqabah, then first ithal, even if you're on your own, you're sitting doing dhikr on your own, alone, then definitely send the gift to the mashayikh, the pious elders in our order. What is that? That first recite Durood Sharif, Surah Fatiha, and then recite Surah Ikhlas, Kul Sharif, then the thawab of this reward, ask Allah to send to our pious elders. Then start your dhikr and start doing your dhikr. Then you can do this when you're alone. And when it's collective dhikr, like the shaykh, he does that. This is called Khatam Khwajgan, what I've just described. So these are the adab, the manners, respect, tariqah method of suluk of the student on the journey. The more he implements on these conditions and on the principles, the student, then for that student, the more it becomes easy to follow this journey and more beneficial. So perform muraqabah and use the methods I've just explained to you and attain Allah's fares, Allah's mercies and blessings.